grew up there to play professional football, you'd probably figure that he was pretty
much to give it.
Okay, anything else? Any other words you used to describe him?
I'll go back to Hallis. Agile.
Okay, well,
and
had a guy,
mobile. And
had a guy that could lift 500 pounds, bench pressing. You figure he was pretty
strong.
Yeah. What does the word stout mean, just out of curiosity?
Strength.
In other words, if somebody was stout, that would mean to you that he's strong.
Well, they also mean short built, too. Mm-hmm.
It's like this guy Ron Say, I guess, that plays with the Dodgers. The he had an older person that was fairly, or that was very active. You might say he's, how would you express that?
Spry.
Okay. How about a younger person that was sort of extremely active? Somebody young but just couldn't sit still or something, you say.
Fidgety.
Okay. All right. You figure you got kids, you got to say a movie that a horror movie or something like that, and the kids won't go in because they're
frightened, scared.
Okay. Would you ever use scary something like that to say this is a it's kind of a this is kind of a scary place? Would you ever say anything like that? Or
yeah.
Okay. The if you have a mechanic, say, that works on your car and he forgets to put the air filter back on or something like that, you figure he's pretty
simple, stupid, forgetful.
Or anything else? He's not careful, but he's what's the word again?
She said careless.
Yeah, okay. Somebody is acting not really crazy, but not quite right. He does kind of crazy things. What do you say about him? He's kind of...
Got a cog smooth on one foot.
Okay. would you ever say he was kind of... What does the word queer mean recently? Has it changed meanings, or what would you say? What would you say about him?
Well, he could be queer. Or retarded.
Okay. New pardon?
I said they were a nitwit.
Alright. You have somebody that absolutely wants to do things one way, and he just won't change his mind. What would you say about this sort of person?
He's sticker for procedure.
Or anything else. Maybe it's not even just procedure, it's just he wants to do it his way, and that's it.
Overbearing.
Okay. Did you ever say he's stubborn or set or anything? Or
yeah, set in his ways.
Okay. Maybe you have somebody that just no matter what you do, he always manages to get offended somewhere. What would you say about a person like that?
He had a chip on his shoulder.
Okay. Would you ever say anything like touchy or feisty or anything? Or
yeah, you could call him touchy. I wouldn't call him feisty. That'd be your movement if you're feisty.
Okay, if you get somebody that is touchy and you do something that's going to offend him, he's probably going to get
hostile.
Okay, or any other words for hostile? Just he's probably gonna get
put out or get mad.
Okay. If you get somebody that's all excited all the time and something happens to excite him, you're liable to say keep
your patience.
Or keep, wind isn't blowing at all. It's, no wind at all. Just a dead.
Keep quiet.
Okay. How about the wind? Now, the wind, no wind at all. You say it's a dead,
I don't go with the dead. I'd call it a still day.
Okay. You wouldn't say calm or anything?
Yeah, you stay calm.
Okay.
I've heard that.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Hey, go out and